亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天题目是生命圣灵的律，这是出自于罗马书第八章第二节，讲到在我们这个人的本性里面有一个罪和死的律，我们自己靠的力量不能够胜过，但感谢神借着耶稣基督的生命重生了我们，给我们成了一个新造的人，给我们一个新的性情，是一个更高的律，是一个生命和圣灵的律，能够胜过罪和死的律，能够活出那天上的生命。让我们一起来分享。
The most beautiful thing in all the universe
宇宙间最美的事情
is the face of Jesus Christ
就是耶稣基督的面。
And one day, we shall see it.
有一天我们会看见的。
That was one of the prayers of Jesus, that we would be able to see his glory.
这就是耶稣的祷告之一，就是要我们能够看见他的荣耀。
We have a special word for that.
这个我们有一个特别的字。
The beatific vision. the beautiful vision.
就是美好的意象。
But it's a very special word.
但是呢，是一个很特别的词。
And don't presume there's one in Chinese.
我想在中文里面没有这样子的词。
But there's something I'd like to share with you tonight from the book of Romans.
今天晚上我要跟大家从罗马书来分享。
And it's in chapter 2.
罗马书。
Verse 2, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第二节。罗马书八章二节，因为似生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
We're looking at the scriptures, what it has to say about the Holy Spirit.
我们一直在查考经文，就是有关圣灵的。
And this tells us there's a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
这里告诉我们说，在耶稣基督里有一个似生命圣灵的律。
That sets us free from another law.
释放我们脱离另外一个律。
One law can set you free, another law can put you into bondage.
一个律可以释放你，另外一种律可以使你被捆绑。
And there are different levels of laws.
而律也有不同的层次。
The law of, let's say, of murder.
譬如说杀人的律哈。
Can put you into prison.
杀人的法律可以把你下到监牢里。
That happened recently with a young lady from England.
这个事情最近发生了，有一位年轻的女子从英国来的。
Apparently, she was a little bit too rough with a little baby, and the baby died.
很显然的，她对那个小婴孩太粗鲁了一点，就那小孩子死了。
Put her into prison.
结果法律就让她进了监牢。
But it was very evident.That it wasn't intentional. She didn't try to hurt anybody. She just was her ignorance.
但是很显然，她并不是有意要伤人的，只是因为她的无知。
And the trial went on for a year.
那个审判就经过了一年。
And the jury condemned her.
法官定她的罪。陪审团定了她的罪。
But there's another law.
但是有另外一个律。
And that law is the judge has a power to overrule a jury.
就是法官他有权利驳回审陪审团的。
And the judge did that.
法官就这样做的。
Said this jury did not take in the evidence carefully enough.
他说陪审团没有考虑这些证据，考虑的不够仔细。
They applied a penalty of life imprisonment when it was not deserved.
他们本来要判他终身监禁，那不是他罪有应得的。
And he set the woman free.
这个法官就释放了这个女子。
Oh, there was a big howl about it.
关于这个引起了很大的骚动。
The prosecutors took it back to the highest tribunal.
原告也就起诉官，他就把这个带回最高的法院去。
And the high tribunal said yes, the judge has the power and the right to do that.
那最高的官就判说法官他有权利这样子做。
There was a higher law that overruled the lower law.
所以较高的法律就能够越过那个比较低的法律。
Laws are like that.
法律就像是这样子的。
They come in various levels.
有不同的程度。
And a higher law of a higher level can overrule the law of a lower level.
比较高程度的法律能够驳回，能够越过比较低程度的法律。
And this, in a sense, is what this is telling me.
这就是这节经文告诉我的。
There's a law in the spirit of life.
有一个生命圣灵。
That makes me free from the law of sin and death.
使我得自由，释放了，脱离了罪和死的律。
Now this that I just explained to you happened about.Not more than 3 months ago.
我刚才跟大家解释那件事情发生的差不多是三个月以前。
I believe it was up in Massachusetts.
我相信是在麻州。
It actually happened.
这事情真的发生了。
Laws can overrule laws.
法律能够越过，能够驳回法律。
I was shaving this morning. I do that once in a while, you know.
今天早上我在刮胡子，你知道我有时候会这样做的。
I had a little electric shaver in my hand.
我手里拿一个电的刮胡刀。
I was using it.
我在用。
And after thinking about that little machine,
我在想那个小小的机器。
There was a law of its existence.
它的存在也有它的律。
That law was built into it.
那个律就是它在它的构造里面的。
It did a very nice job shaving.
它能够刮胡子刮得很好。
But that's the only thing it could do.
但是那是它唯一能够做的事情。
It couldn't mow my lawn.
它没有办法割我的草坪。
It couldn't sweep a floor.
也没有办法扫地。
It could only do that one thing.
它只能够做那一件小小的事情。
And do it well.
而且做得好。
That law was built into it.
那个律是在它的构造里面的。
It's perfection on one side, it's total limitations on the other side.
在一方面它是绝对的完美，而在另外一方面它却是完全的受限制。
There's the laws of existence.
有一个存在的律。
There are the laws that are built into things.
有些律就是在东西的构成里面的。
I look at a great, powerful locomotive.
我看一个很大的、很大的、很有力的火车，火车头。
It just exudes power.
它的能力就是那样的发出来。
As it rushes by, pulling this immense load behind it.
它这样子往前冲，后面拉了很大的、很大的重担。
Uphill and downhill.
它载重了很多东西。
Stopping what it wants, going where when it wants.
它能够往上坡、下坡，它要去哪里就能够去哪里。
But there's a law.
但是有一个律。
It can only go on rails.
它只能够行在铁轨上。
It cannot cross the country.
它没有办法横越。
It cannot drive down the highway.
它没有办法开在公路上。没有办法走在乡间。
It can't mow your lawn.
它也没有办法割你的草。
It can wreck it.
它可以把你的草地给弄坏。
But it can't mow it.
但是没有办法为你割草。
It can only do that one thing.
它只能够做那一件事。
And do it well.
而且做得好。
As big as it is.
虽然它这么大。
As powerful as it is.
虽然它这么有力量。
That's the law.
这就是他的律。
And it cannot break out of that law.
没有办法违反那个律。
Blow the whistle all at once.
尽管他可以尽量的吹号。
It cannot break out of that law.
但是还是没有办法违反那个律。
Locked into it.
因为他就受到那个限制。
And there's nothing it can do to break out of it.
你没有办法做什么使他脱离那个律。
Maybe it sees a car driving down the highway and turning this way and turning that way, and it would love to do that.
或许他看到车子在公路上开，这边走那边走，他也很想要这样子。
But it cannot do it.
但是火车头做不到的。
It is locked onto those railroad tracks or nothing.
他就限制在那个铁轨上面，不然他什么都不是。
That's all.
就只有这样子。
And we go through that in many ways.
我们在很多方面也是如此。
We can go to our computer.
我们可以去打电脑。
It has a law of its being.
它也有它存在的律。
The law of its existence.
它自己的律。
It can't pull a railroad train.
它没有办法拉火车。
It can't shave your face.
它也没有办法为你刮胡子。
But it can do a lot of lovely things.
但是它能够做很多很美好的事情。
What it can do, it can do.
它能够做的就能。
But I change the program on it.
但是我改变它的程式。
And it can change some things it can do.
它能够改变一些它能做的事情
but
但是
it's still a computer
但是它还是电脑
that's all
就只有如此
there's no program I can put into it that will help it to pull a load of train cars behind it
我没有办法放进任何程式进到电脑里让它能够背后拖着一列火车
there it sits on your desk
它就是存在你的书桌上的
you type into itI want you to pull my train now.
你如果把那个字打进去说我要你现在来拉我的火车
It will beep at you. Say, stupid, what do you think I am?
他就会回应你说你这个笨蛋你以为我是谁啊
I'm just a computer.
我只是一台电脑
It's built into it, isn't it?
因为它的构造就是如此
It cannot escape.
没有办法逃过
What it can do, it was made to do.
它能够做的,
Those things were built into it.
那些事情都是在他的构造里面。
But beyond that, it cannot go.
而不属于他的东西，他没有办法做。
It can do a lot of things that a locomotive can't do.
他能够做很多火车头没有办法做的事情。
But it cannot go beyond the law of its existence.
但是他没有办法超越他存在的法则。
Whatever was built into it by its creator,
不管创造他的主把什么东西放在他的里面，他就能够做。
But it cannot go any further.
但是没有办法超越了。
And then we go into a higher world.
然后我们到一个更高的世界。
The world of living things.
活的东西的世界。
I marvel at that little creature we call a honeybee.
那个小小的蜜蜂，我们所称的蜜蜂，让我非常的吃惊。
They have a law of their existence.
他们也有他们存在的律。
We have a special word for it.
这个我们有一个特殊的字。
We call it instinct.
我们称为本能。
That little creature, it can gather honey out of flowers.
这个小东西，它能够从花里面收据蜂蜜。
Process that honey.
来处理那个蜂蜜
make that nectar from the flowers into a lovely asset to our diet
让那个从花里面出来的浆汁能够成为我们的饮食
and it does that every day as long as it lives
只要它活着每一天它都做这样的事情
if the temperature gets too hot
如果温度变得太高
It goes and stands in the entrance to the hive.
它就站在蜂窝的入口。
And just buzzes its wings.
它就挥动它的翅膀。
And there'll be a whole mass of them.
会有很多的蜜蜂。
Standing there buzzing their wings.
站在那里挥动的翅膀。
So it doesn't get too hot and melt the wax.
好让那个不会变得太热了，让蜡给融化了。
They have to.
他们必须如此。
Nobody tells them what to do.
没有人告诉他们要做什么。
If temperature gets so hot,
如果温度变得太热
they all go there and start buzzing.
他们通通在那里开始挥动翅膀。
It's built into them.
这是他们与生俱来的。
They have to.
他们必须如此。
It's part of their existence.
这是他们存在的一部分。
And everything they do to give you a nice pot of honey in the honeycomb was all put into them.By the law of its existence, by its creator.
他在蜂巢里所做的一切，好让你能够尝到很好的蜂蜜的，都是因着他们存在的律，那个是他们与生就有的。
It cannot escape its internal laws.
他没有办法逃过他内在的法则。
They're made there.
那个是造他的时候就有的。
Or take a little ant.
或是像小蚂蚁。
Such a social creature.
他是社会的动物。
And it is always busy.
它总是忙碌着。
That's why the Bible says, "Go watch the ant, you sluggard."
这就是圣经说，懒惰的人啊，你去看蚂蚁。
It's a busy little creature.
它是很忙碌的小东西。
But it's not making any honey.
但是它没有在造蜂蜜。
And it's certainly not running your printer for you.
当然，它也没有在为你弄印表机。
It does just what it's made to do.
他只是做他生来要做的事
That's all.
就只有如此
And the white ants or the termites
白蚁
are very useful to our civilization
对我们的文化非常有益
They clean up lots of debris
他们弄干净了很多的残骸
If it wasn't for the termites our forests would be about a mile deep We'd be walking over the logs
要不是有白蚁的话我们的森林就会有一里这么深我们都会行在那些木材上面
But bless their little hearts are busy, busy, busy eating up the wood
但是很感谢他们他们就一直在吃木头
Keeping our world a little bit clean
让我们的世界稍微干净一点
You see, it has to
它必须如此
Don't you get tired of chewing wood?
你嚼木头难道不会厌了吗
It never occurred to it
他根本想都没想过
Tired chewing wood? What else is there to do?
嚼木头嚼厌了除此之外还有什么事可做呢
Oh, I'm one of the best wood chewers
我是嚼木头最好的。
And next week, I plan to get a medal for it.
下个礼拜我打算要得到奖章。
I can chew wood so good.
我可以嚼木头嚼得这么好。
Oh, I just love it.
我就是很喜欢这。
Chew it, chew it, chew it away.
一直嚼，一直嚼。
But poor little thing, that's all I can do.
但是可怜的小家伙，他所能够做的就只有这样子，而且他做得好。
And you can go up all through the chain of living things.
你可以看所有活物的那些链子。
And everyone has the law of its nature of its existence.
每一个都有他自己存在的律。
A tiger is a tiger, and a tiger is a tiger, and that's it.
老虎就是老虎，老虎就是老虎，就是这样子了。
And you can have a pet one in your house, but don't put it in with the chickens.
你可以把它放在家里做宠物，但是不要跟它把它跟鸡放在一块儿。
And if you do, don't blame the tiger.
如果你这样做的话，你不要去怪老虎。
It had to eat chicken.
它一定得吃鸡。
It was built into it.
因为这是它天生的。
It's the law of its nature.
这就是它本性的律。
In fact, it's so rigid that the Bible uses that as an illustration.
事实上，这个律是这么的。这么的严格，所以圣经也用这样来做一个例子。
And ask the question that can't be answered. Of course not.
所以就问了这些问题是没有办法回答的。
Can a leopard change its spots?
豹子能够改变它的斑点吗
？No, it can't.
没有办法。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
That's the law of its existence.
这就是它存在的律。
And it has to obediently follow that law.
它必须。很顺服地遵守那个律。
We can train some animals.
我们可以训练一些动物。
But the trainers will tell you.
但是训练的人会告诉你。
You can only train an animal to do what is natural for it to do.
你只能够训练动物做它做起来很自然的事情。
If it's not in its nature, you can't train it to do it.
如果不是在它的本性当中，你就没有办法训练它来做。
Because it has to be there for it to.Use that law.
因为它必须里面已经有了那个东西才能够用那个律。
And those laws are unchangeable.
这些律是没有办法改变的。
They are built in.
这些是与生俱来的。
And the laws of each one of those creatures is different.
这些动物每一个的律都不一样。
And we work with those creatures around us in conformity with its laws.
我们要用这些动物的时候，就要遵照它的律。
We get a dog for protection.
我们用狗来保护我们。
But don't get a cat for protection.
但是你不要用猫来保护你。
Especially if you have made friends with it.
特别是如果你已经跟它做了朋友。
Because then it will make friends with every thief that comes in too, and rub against its leg.
因为这样子的话，猫就会跟进来的每一个贼都做了朋友了。
That's the law of its nature.
这就是它本性的律。
It's the way it's made.
它天生就是如此。
Everything we have in life is that way.
我们所有的生命中所有的一切都是这样子。
And everything we make is that way.
我们所造的每样东西也是如此。
The chair you're sitting on.
你所坐的椅子。
Oh, it was a nice chair. It was made just right to sit on.
这是很好的椅子。造了就是为了要让你能够坐在上面。
But don't try to do anything else with it.
但是你不要试着把它用到别的用途上。
It won't work very well.
这样子是行不通的。
It's just made for that.
它受造的目的就是这样子。
Sometimes we build in multiple purposes.
有时候我们会把多种的用途建到一个东西里面。
And we can use something for more than one thing.
我们用，所以我们有时候一样东西可以有不止一种用途。
But only if it was part of the laws of its creation.
但是唯有在它是它所它被造的一部分的情况下，不然的话就没有办法越过这个。
And you yourself.
你自己也是。
You have to obey the laws of your nature and the way you are made.
你必须服从你与生俱来的法则，还有你所造的样子。
How many people through the ages have watched the birds and tried to fly?
有多少人历代以来看着鸟想要飞行
And they made different kind of contraptions. And some even made some wings.
他们就有了各种各样的设计发明，甚至有人造了翅膀。
And they were so sure that it would work, they jumped off the cliff.
他们很确定那个会行得通，他们从悬崖上跳下来。
And the feathers just fell.
羽毛就掉了。
So did the wax.
蜡也是。
And so did the man.
人也是掉下来了。
We couldn't fly.
没有办法飞。
As much as we might devise and wish to do something.
尽管我们拼命设计，我们想要做一些事情。
For ages, men wished they could fly.
多年以来，人们都希望自己能够飞。
But men still can't fly.
但是人还是没有办法飞。
So we did the second best. We made machines that could.
所以我们就做了次好的事情，我们造了机器能够飞的。
Now you can mow your lawn.
你可以割你的草地。
But you can't fly.
但是你没有办法飞。
You can make a machine that will fly.
你可以造一个会飞的机器。
But it can't mow your lawn.
但是他没有办法为你割草。
If it falls into your lawn, it'll make a mess of it.
如果它落在你的草地上，会把你的草地给搞砸了。
We build it with that one purpose.
我们建造它都带着一个目的。
So complicated.
这么复杂。
So powerful.
这么的有能力。
So wonderful.
这么奇妙。
But that's all it can do.
但是它所能够做的就只有这样子。
It can fly.
它可以飞。
But it can't swim.
但是没有办法游泳。
Not at all.
一点都没有办法。
It can only do what it was created for.
它只能够做它被创造的目的。
The law of its nature.
它本性的目的。
And we're bound to that.
我们就受限于那个律。
It's all bound up in us.
这个在我们里面都已经形成了。
There's things we can do, but there's things we cannot do.
有些事情我们能做，但有些事情我们做不到。
We can swim.
我们可以游泳。
But we can't live underwater.
但是我们没有办法生活在水底下。
Even with machines, we can only stay a while.
虽然我们用机器可以在水底待一会儿。
We cannot do it.
但是我们没有办法活在那里。
We cannot move out of the laws of our nature.
我们没有办法脱离我们本性的律。
No one can.
没有人能。
No created thing can.
受造物没有一样能够。
Whether it's made by man or by the great creator.
不管是人所造的或是伟大的造物主所做的，它都受限于那个律。
What it can do.
它所能够做的事情。
And what it can't do.
还有它所不能做的事。